It is Women of Influence Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined with Katie from CNL on the line there right now. So, Katie, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today.
Thanks very much.
Okay, so I guess my first question for you is, what is your actual role at Canadian Nuclear Laboratories?
I work on the NPD, or the Nuclear Power Demonstration Closure Project, and I'm the manager of regulatory approvals. So in that role, I'm responsible for preparing the information for our environmental assessment and our licensing amendment with the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission, the CNSC.
Okay, so with that obviously comes, I'm sure, a lot of responsibility. Is there a lot of, obviously, preparation and things like that go on, especially, you know, working with the team and getting to, you know, meeting deadlines and things like that?
Absolutely. We have a project schedule that we have set up to sort of give us the steps that we need to work through to successfully complete our environmental assessment. And we have a team of environmental specialists, licensing specialists, and engineers that are working on the technical details of our project to support our submissions to the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about how you got towards this position with Canadian Nuclear Laboratories. Whereabouts did your career start out, and how long has it taken you to kind of reach that pinnacle point of your career at this point?
So maybe I'll start way back. I ended up in engineering at university as part of my undergrad program. And at the end of my first year, I had to pick a discipline, so to decide whether I wanted to be a chemical or a civil or mechanical engineer. And I was a bit stuck. I didn't know what to pick. So I asked my dad for some advice. And what he said to me is, "What do you think the next big challenge for our world will be?" And the way I answered that question was water, clean water. So what my dad said is, his advice was, pick something that allows you to learn about water and protecting it. So between that advice and my love of collecting rocks, I ended up picking geological engineering to learn more about the natural environment and water. And I also had the opportunity after my first year of university to work at Chalk River Laboratories on a groundwater treatment project. And that all really led to me deciding to do a master's degree that focused on groundwater, river flow systems, and geochemistry. And so when I finished that, I was at the University of Calgary, and I started work for an environmental consultant. And I was working primarily at upstream oil and gas sites, and I was doing environmental site characterization. And then in 2010, after about 2 years of consulting work, an opportunity came up at Canadian Nuclear Labs. It was AACL at the time. And it was back home for me. I grew up in Deep River, and it was part of the environmental remediation team. I applied, I was successful, and I worked with that team for about 8 years on the environmental cleanup mission at Chalk River. And then I joined the NPD team in this role as the manager of regulatory approvals in March of 2020.
Wow. Okay. So... leading off of that question then there, Katie, have you always had a really keen interest in science and engineering and such? Is that kind of why you chose this career path?
So I definitely was encouraged as a child in high school to explore science, to leave basically all my options open. I was encouraged to try just about everything and anything I wanted. But I definitely... lean toward the science and the engineering. I like to be able to explain what's going on. I like to find the answer to things. So absolutely.
That makes sense. And my last question for you here, Katie, is, you know, for those young women who are maybe in high school or university still trying to find their way and maybe what they'd like to do as a career, maybe it'd be through engineering and such like yourself, or maybe another career path. Do you have maybe some advice for them about, you know, when it comes to making tough decisions and, you know, moving themselves up and creating a career for themselves?
So I think two little pieces of advice. Try and keep as many doors open as possible. Don't narrow your focus too early, and don't be afraid to make a mistake, and try one thing, and if it's not right, try something else.
All right, that's perfect. Thank you so much, Katie, for joining us today. It is Women of Influence here on MyFM. We are highlighting some of the Ottawa Valley's most influential women today, and you can see more details as well on our website, pembroketoday.ca. Our guest right now has been Katie from Canadian Nuclear Laboratories. So, Katie, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to chat with us today, and keep up all the great work.
Thanks so much.